Family Home Evening. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Knowing Who You Are by President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. President Faust reminds us that, above all, we are children of God. I salute you, young people, as chosen special spirits who have been reserved to come forth in this generation. You have great challenges. I hope you are beginning to achieve in some small way. Perhaps it is your smile, your personality, or your ability to lift others. Perhaps you are discovering your talent as an athlete, scholar, musician, artist, or in 100 different areas. These accomplishments may cause you to think about who you really are. Many people measure their self-worth solely in terms of their talent and accomplishments, instead of who they really are inside. It is not always true that the more you achieve, the happier you will be. God knows you and what you can become, because He has known you from the beginning, when you were His spirit sons and daughters. What you become will depend in large measure upon how you follow righteous principles and do good works. If we really want to feel better about ourselves, we should do deeds of kindness. Kindness shapes our character and makes us more like our Father in heaven. Great satisfaction can come in helping the poor, the sick, the elderly, or others who have special needs. Look around you. There are all kinds of opportunities. Being friendly to our neighbors and to people at school and at church is a great way to show the Lord that we want to keep the covenants we made at baptism, to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. So many people are shy or lonely and need a kind word or smile. Lifting others is the way of the Master. So who do you think you are? Knowing who you are, who you really are, is closely tied to knowing God, for you are His children. Note, adapted from Who Do You Think You Are? Ensign, March 2001, pages 2 through 7. End of note. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Knowing Who You Are, by President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency.